Digital Arena on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sportscast, May 1st, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcast or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net, or all it was on X and Instagram at the Sportscast One. And check out our app, the Sportscast for iOS. The NBA playoffs round one is coming to a close this weekend. We know some teams that are making it. A few sweeps, a few close series, unnecessary close series. And join us all the way from East Carolina, Frog Anthony Faniel. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thanks for having me, Santiago. How you doing?
Good. What a week. We had a great draft. Now we got the NBA playoffs in full gear. Now we can see what these teams are really made of. But let's start with your New York Knicks, Mr. Anthony Faniel. They demolished, embarrassed the Atlanta Hawks with a 51-point run in Game 6 to win the series. Halftime was a record. I think it was they were up by 50 points or something, or maybe a little bit less or more. But
it was 47. Yeah, it was a dominating performance by my New York Knicks for sure. They kind of looked like the Golden State Warriors for a minute. I was kind of happy.
That's too much.
Yeah, I know I'm giving them a little bit too much credit, but if they play like this, Santiago, for the remaining of this tournament, they're going to be a hard team to beat because the New York Knicks were playing, you know, all around defense. They're getting Carl Anthony Towns involved early in it. They look real good. I mean, I'm happy for what I see. I mean, you know, I would rather have them do this all the way through the tournament and blow teams out, but I don't think that's going to happen like that. So I was impressed with the victory. Anthony,
what took this? Like, what took so long for Knicks to have a good real game, because they were struggling? They were down 1-2 in the series.
Yeah, they were. They were down 2-1 early. I mean, two of those games we gave away. I mean, you know, turnovers, we lost by one on one of them. But, you know, CJ McCollum came through for them. I mean, he's a veteran, so he helped them, you know, hang in there a little bit. But for me, the Knicks, they had this series, you know, I think last game, they really took it to them, and then last night they really blew them off the map. So I'm impressed with the Knicks are playing right now. I think we're going to get ready to play Boston, and we'll get ready for round two. Yeah, I would think Boston. I mean, Philly is giving Boston all they can handle right now, so we'll see what happens. But I'm quite sure the Knicks are going to be playing the Celtics for sure.
Yeah, exactly, which we'll get to that soon. OG Agnobi scored 29 points.
Oh, he was on fire.
In 27 minutes.
Listen, the whole starting lineup didn't play the fourth quarter. They played a few minutes in the third, and then they sat them for the second half of that game because we were up by like 60 at one point. So, I mean,
they never took their foot out off the
pedal. That's the way you should play. You should play every game like that because you never know what can happen. And, you know, with the three-point line, people shooting threes, you can come back quick. 20-point lead in the NBA is not a lot. You know?
That could dissipate really fast.
That's right. Like 20 points in the NBA is not a lot of points. So to blow them out the way they did, I was impressed. So,
Carl Anthony Towns had his second triple-double in the series.
Yes.
I mean, he had a great series, too.
Listen, two triple-doubles in the first round already, that goes to show you what the New York Knicks are doing. They're getting Carl Anthony Towns involved early, and he's making decisions, passing the ball. I mean, he had what? I mean, in one, I think the first half, he almost had like 8 assists already. You know, like he was doing a lot of passing and getting everybody else involved. So, you know, the Knicks are doing, they're doing something different. I don't think a lot of teams expected them to see them using Karl Anthony Towns as like a point forward or a point guard, like he's controlling the tempo. So I think what they're doing is real, real cool, and they need to keep it up. Whatever they're doing, just keep it up.
With Coach Mike Brown on the helm, we got Josh Hart had 14 points, Jalen Brunson 17 points, Mikal Bridges 24, but the big man came up front, OG Anunoby, with 29 points. What a performance. Hawks, this team has a future with McCollum. Is he the guy?
I mean, he's been in the league for what, over 12 years, going on 12? I mean, he helped to carry that team down the stretch. I mean, they were a so what team with Trae Young, but once they got Jalen Johnson going and got that team, and I believe Alexander, he's good. They got a pretty decent team. I think they'll be, you know, from getting this experience in the playoffs, they'll learn from this and they'll be better for them next year. I think the Hawks will be a better team. Exactly. They got a good coach in Snyder. Yeah. You know, they got a real good coach. So, yes.
Yeah, and so, another star, Jalen Johnson, had 21 points. So this Atlanta team has future without post the Trae Young era. So we'll see what happens. Let's talk about Timberwolves. No, let's go to Timberwolves out west.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. They're out with the two stars. No Anthony Edwards. No,
DiVincenzo,
former Knick.
They
got Rudy Gobert. Apparently, he is a thorn to Nikola Jokic. He's the only guy that who can stop him. They close out.
He kept him off balance in this series. I like I said, Rudy Gobert is a defensive juggernaut. He's been a defensive player in this league for almost all his time here. So, I mean, for some reason, I think I might have told you this before, Santiago, the Minnesota Timberwolves are a hard team to play in the playoffs. For some reason, they get more ready for the playoffs. Their coach is a good coach, and I think they got to have their hands full without DiVincenzo and Anthony Edwards, you know, being little sidelines for the second round.
If you ever heard of the player, Jaden McDaniels had 32 points. He came out of nowhere. He's not a starter. He's a bench player, Anthony.
Yeah. He came through for them. Once the guys got hurt, next man up, and he definitely stepped up. So kudos to that guy, man. He came through for him in two games in a row. Like, you know, I got to give it to him, man. Got to give it to him, Minnesota.
Yeah, with their top three guards missing because of injuries, the Wolves went big with Rudy Gobert. Julius Randle, also a former Knick. And,
And,
of course, Nas Reed fielding a 64-40 advantage in points in the paint and 50-33 edge in rebound. They're going to play San Antonio next, Frog. Can they take Wemby and beat him? Or do you think Wemby's healthy? They're young, youth and speed. What do you think is going to happen?
Listen. I'm going to give this series to San Antonio because of the simple fact that there's no DiVincenzo, right? And then
maybe
Anthony Edwards.
He might be coming back.
Yeah, we don't know yet. That knee is kind of giving him some problems, and we don't really know. I think he was supposed to get an MRI on there, Santiago.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
It out probably, most likely. That's pretty bad.
So he needs all the rest he can get. So if he doesn't play in this series, you got to look at San Antonio, man. This is like they're on a roll right now. They're one of those teams you got to watch out for.
They haven't won a playoff series in 9 years.
Who, San Antonio Spurs?
San Antonio.
Yeah, well, they just beat up on Portland, so we'll see what happens. Yeah, they didn't sweep them. I mean, I wanted to say they got swept, but Phoenix got swept. I'm sorry if
that's
I'm not mistaken, right?
That's a story.
I was disappointed in. Yeah, I was kind of hoping
there,
Devin Booker
of Kevin Durant 2 years ago. Now, Devin Booker. Hey, what's going on? I'm a star player.
I hope they can get some players around and help Devin Booker because he's one of those players that I like. I feel bad for him because it seems like out there in Phoenix, they tried everything. They try to get all the, they try to buy championships instead of trying to build the franchise up and build players around them. And
do you think, Giannis would be a good fit?
I think for me, Giannis needs to go out to Golden State with Steph Curry. I would like to see that. Yeah.
They're washed, Anthony. They're washed.
I don't know. you think so, Santiago?
I think they're washed. I think
they got Steph Curry. They got Steph Curry, man. Whenever you got a player like him. Steph Curry. Yeah.
Anyways, let's go back.
If you add Giannis, they might be able to do something. Go ahead.
We'll see what happens in Phoenix. Let's go out east. The 76ers, that's where the team is surprising. Tyrese Maxey scored 30 points, Frog. And a resurgent Paul George. Yes, he's still playing. Had 23 points. And the Sixers, team that lost by 32 points twice in the first round playoff series, played their most complete game of the season and forced Game 7 with a 106-93 win over the Boston Celtics. This is a surprise. What's going on? Is this just pure luck, Anthony, or 76ers are the real deal?
Listen, I don't even know where to go with this one. The Sixers are so sometimey. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, they got that kid, VJ Anjico, is a good ball player. Then you throw in Tyrese Maxey, and then you throw Embiid in there, who hardly ever plays, right? And then you got Paul George, who was suspended for all those games, and then they come back. Hey, listen, I don't know what's up with Philly, but if they can bump Boston off, so be it. But I would rather play the Boston Celtics as a Knicks fan because, you know, I feel we match up a little bit better with Boston than Philly, but either or, it doesn't matter.
Are they going to make it all the way? All those years they've been trying to.
I don't know. Anything is possible when the NBA playoffs, but Philly with no Embiid is going to be tough. That's all. I mean, Embiid is not healthy, so we'll see what happens.
He just got his appendix removed a couple weeks ago. I'm sure he's.
Yeah, and he was out there the other day, so we'll see what happens. But I think Boston. They'll finish him up on Game 7 in Boston for sure.
You haven't brought up VJ Edgecombe. He's a force to be reckoned.
He is a force, but he's toned it down a little bit. So we'll see what happens. But I'd rather see what Tyrese Maxey and Paul George brings to the table in Game 7 because you know he's still young. He's only a rookie. So
what's up with Paul George? Do you remember like those back in the day when Paul George was going up against LeBron when he was with the Pacers?
Yeah, he was all of that, man. Yeah, he's aged in basketball age, he's aged. But you know, he's never hardly on the floor, so you know, it caught up to him. So eventually
I think that the
Sixers were reaching when they went after Paul George, you know. They're reaching with players like that. So I think he's about washed up.
Yeah, went from the Pacers to the Clippers. Did not do well with Kawhi.
Right.
But the Sixers, he's kind of gelled a little bit better there.
Well, I mean, he got no other choice. They're paying him a ton of money, and he hasn't played in so long. So, I mean, he's giving them what he could give them now. Because, as far as I can see, I don't think he's going to be there next year. So, we'll see what happens.
D. Jones, who is in Philadelphia, says they ain't winning nothing.
Hey, let's see what happens. Game 7. I'm telling him I'm rooting for him. I hope to see the Sixers try to pull it out, but we'll see what happens.
Let's see what happens. Let's go to that's it. 76ers. You picked the Celtics. You're going for the Celtics. I'm going for the Sixers.
Yeah, Game 7. They'll probably pull it out.
Well, did you know that John Wall has become president the basketball of operations.
A player operations. Yeah, how about that?
And, of course, he was a former Wizard.
That's awesome. I mean, John Wall is one of the good guys in basketball. I mean, he's one of those players that he carried the Washington team, him and Bradley Bills when they were there for a little bit. But I'm happy for him. I mean, I mean, you got to remember Howard went back to back to the NCAA tournament. So they're going to start getting some players in there probably. Hopefully John Wall can talk to some of these alumni recruits and get them to get, you know, some ball players down there and see what happens. I mean, we'll see. We'll definitely see. That's a good job for him to have. So I'm happy for him.
Quite something. John Wall, a legend for Washington.
Yeah. You got to remember, he was a first-round overall pick, too, with the out of Kentucky. He was one of those players that came out of Kentucky that, you know, he was like – his speed, he changed – like, for me, his game was, like, real fast for a guard. So, I mean, you know, he played, 11 years in the NBA, man? God bless him.
And now we'll see what happens with the new Trae Young regime in Washington. Calais
they
Campbell.
Got Anthony Davis. They got Anthony Davis too down there.
I forgot about him.
Yeah, man. Like what? That I think that's the team they dump all the dumpers over there and see what happens. But
that's like the Raiders of the bad. NBA.
Well, they you know, like they just send them to the Wizards, I guess. So.
You know, I think like the great, I mean, probably the last great Wizards team was when Michael Jordan was there, I suspect.
Yeah, they I think they, when John Wall and them too, they played when they had Bradley Beal, they took Boston to a game 7. Wow. You know,
there
so you
go. History
that was the last time.
Itself.
We'll see what happens.
Let's go into the NFL. Frog, Calais Campbell is returning to Baltimore Ravens on a 1-year deal.
Wow.
This will mark the 19th season for Calais, who will turn 40 on September 1st. Baltimore is bringing back Campbell because interior defensive line was among the thinnest positions on the team after the draft. Though Pro Bowl defensive tackle Nnamdi Mabuki might come back from neck surgery, the only Ravens defensive line currently available who played more than 100 snaps last season are Travis Jones, John Jenkins, and CJ Okeye. Ravens are trying to fill the holes with the older guys.
Yeah, I mean, look at they were trying to get Crosby, you know? I mean, they were going to give up the farm for Crosby, and that didn't work out. And now they're going to get a journeyman like Campbell. I mean, he's been playing since I was in high school, seems like, that guy. And, he's a big man. I mean, he's been playing for a long time. God bless him. I mean, I want to say – if that what they're going to use to stop teams over there, let's see what happens. But I think he's a little too old, and need to probably
he's trying to get his somebody else. Check.
Well, I'm quite sure he got a nice little pension. He got 19 years in. I mean,
anyway, Miami Dolphins. He played for the Dolphins, played for Atlanta. He played for the Ravens a couple of years, then the Jaguars, and then the Cardinals. But he played mostly with the Cardinals.
Right, he played most of his career out there. Two times, I think he was with the Cardinals, right?
No, one time from 08 to 16.
Only one time?
But the Ravens will be his
second time.
So
okay, got you.
Quite something. Got you. We'll see what happens.
Because he was in Miami, too. He was just in Miami not too long ago. So
yep, he was in Miami 2024. So that's quite something. All right, let's review the Jets picks. And we'll have your
take. Oh, yeah, what a draft.
First round, they got David Bailey at number 2. At number 16, got tight end Kenyon Sadiq and wide receiver Amari Cooper Jr., number 30 from Indiana. What's your thoughts over these first round picks?
Man, the first round they came out with, I expected them to try to get a receiver, and they ended up getting a tight end and a receiver. They came up to get Amari Cooper, you know, with the 30th pick.
30th
they moved
pick
up to come get him. I mean, what the Jets are doing and the way they're building this roster up for AG, and I got to give the GM credit. They're trying to build a young, fast team, and it looks good. On paper right now, it looks real good. But now let's see what it looks like when they start to manifest and get the season up and going. We'll see what happens. But I love what the Jets did in that first round. And they got a steal in the fourth round with getting, I believe, the kid out of Florida. Can't think of his name off the top. Santiago, if you got the list here, I don't have it in front of me.
Let me pull it up for you. But
I believe it's where you heard DJ about this,
where you heard about the tight end, Kenyan Sadiq.
Sadiq is one of those. Sadiq the Freak. That's what they call him. Like, you don't get that name for nothing. Yeah, I mean, the guy can play. You can put him in the backfield. You can line him up in the slot. You can line him out wide. I mean, he's just one of those big players. They say he's like Dustin Keller. They prepare, you know, compare him to Dustin Keller. And I just thought when I seen him play a couple times out there in Oregon, he's a good player. So I hope the Jets use him the way that they used him in college. It should be real good.
With that, with Sadiq the Freak, that's a good sign. Okay, so in round two, they got cornerback D'Angelo Pons. In round
Pons four, is the defensive back.
Yeah, and then round four, defensive tackle Darrell Jackson Jr. Then round four, they got quarterback Cade Klubnik from Clemson.
Yes, the quarterback. That quarterback from Clemson, he's out of Texas. He's a big kid. I think he's, 6'4"? He's bigger. Like, this is something the Jets should have did years ago. You don't have to take a quarterback in the first round all the time.
You don't have to.
Sit back and relax and try to get a quarterback in the fourth and let him sit and develop. But we'll see how this works out. I like what the Jets are doing. They're not forcing it. They're not trying to reach for players.
Because 2027 is the year for them. They got a lot of picks during that year.
They got three in the first round. They got, you know, two picks in the first round. Yeah, if they package the pick, and we'll see what happens. But the way they're building this team up, I would think any quarterback coming out in 2026, 2027 would want to play with the Jets because they're going to have some players. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about this, Santiago. You got Priest Hall as your running back. They just signed him. They got Garrett Wilson. They just signed him. Okay, you got Mason Taylor. I think he's a good tight end. You see what I'm saying? Like, they got a good offensive line. They're just ready. I think this season will tell us more on what the Jets will be like down the future.
How many wins do you think for the 26th season?
Hey, we didn't have, what, three this year? I'm going to say we'll try to double that. So I'm going to say we can go for seven.
Seven to eight wins. And with
I would be happy.
Interception.
No, we're going to have more than one interception. I can guarantee that.
All right. So round six, we got Anes Cooper, offensive guard from Miami. And round seven, they got VJ Payne.
VJ Payne. Listen, this kid can ball. I don't know why he fell that far. But something's going on. I don't know how the Jets got this guy. This guy was a fourth-round projection, and he dropped all the way to the seventh. So we'll see what's going on with that guy. I was surprised that he was still on the board, to tell you the truth. So,
How would you rate this draft for the Jets? A, B, C, D?
Oh, man. I'm going to give them an A.
Wow.
Just a straight A, no minus, no plus, just a normal A.
Solid A, 95%.
Yes. They did everything. They did everything that I expected them to do. They got David Bailey with the second pick, which to me, he was that player. And they end up getting Sadiq, which threw the whole board up. Like, I didn't expect that because I thought they were going to try to get a receiver. I think at the time, I believe I want to say Lemon was on the board. I want to say Mekhi Lemon was on the board at that time. I thought they might have took him.
Mekhi Lemon, that I did hear.
He went to the sixth to the Eagles, but I say that, you know, I thought they were going to take him, but they ended up taking Sadiq, which was the best tight end in the draft, and then they come up and get Omar Cooper Jr., which was, I think he's going to make some noise in the slot with Garrett Wilson. I love what the New York Jets are doing right now. Jets, I am really impressed. I'm happy.
So we'll see what happens. For sure. They got Geno Smith in the offseason, but I've been hearing rumors. Russell Wilson to the New York Jets. Frog, how would you take those news if it did?
If it's for a backup role, and, you know, I'm sure that they can use another quarterback in that room, but I just think that's just smoke right there. They're just trying to get Russell Wilson a job or something. I don't think he's coming to the Jets. That's just me.
Well, I heard his spouse likes New York, and he wants to stay in New York, and the Giants don't want him back.
Hey,
but right.
So why do you think the Jets want the Giants leftovers? We don't want the Giants leftovers neither.
Shots fired. The quarterback room, besides Geno Smith, is Bailey Zappe and Brady Cook. I don't know if this will stay like that, but your thoughts over the current quarterback room?
I think they're going to actually add another quarterback. I don't know if it'll be Wilson, but I know that room's going to need a veteran in there. So Cook played about 3 games last year. He looked all right at sometimes, but he's not a pro quarterback. You know, like I said, they're going to have to make the kid from Clemson their number 2 or number 3. That's Cook could right, be number 2 or number 3. And then you got Geno Smith, number 1. So we'll see how that works out. But, you know, we'll see if they bring a veteran quarterback in to back up Geno for sure.
Another NFL news, veteran wide receiver Marquez Valdes-Scantling is signing a 1-year deal with the Dallas Cowboys. Your thoughts over that?
Yeah, I mean, Scantling's been on, like, the last few years with every team that's trying to win the Super Bowl, it seemed like. He was at Kansas City, didn't work out. He went from Kansas City to Seattle. I thought he went to Green Bay. I mean, to Pittsburgh. Didn't work out. You know, he went to, you know, he's all over the place, this guy. So good luck with that, because you got to remember something. George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb is on that team. And they got that other kid.
And George Pickens just got tagged.
Yeah, but I don't see him getting a little bit of the ball that much. I mean, those two guys, they're going to eat more than he is. So why would you want to go there?
Well, there you have it.
You know what I'm saying? Why would you want to go to a team that you got two number ones that are going to eat? And, you know, like, Scantling is like just a role player. So we'll see how that works out.
The number 3, number 4 wide receiver.
Yeah, he's not even a 4. So we'll see what happens.
He's an honorable mention 5. You know, everyone's saying the Cowboys had like the best draft. I mean, I don't know if it's Jerry Jones paying these reporters. But
yeah, they didn't have the best draft. That's crazy. There was other teams that did good, better than the Cowboys. The Jets did better than the Cowboys. Yeah, the Miami Dolphins did pretty good in this draft. I thought Tennessee, after taking, you know, Tate, I just thought they did a few things to make their team better as well, to help out Cam Ward a little bit. So I think Tennessee, a lot of teams did pretty good in the draft. They addressed their needs for their team. A team that I thought that could have did a lot better was the Cardinals. That I thought they should have moved out of that third pick. You know, just move out of it and maybe accumulate more picks. But they took Love, and we'll see how that works out for them. He was the best player. He was the best player in this draft to me.
Interesting. Running back from Notre Dame. We'll see what happens in Arizona. They got Jacoby Brissett. So we'll see if they pick up any other quarterbacks. I think they got Carson Beck.
They did draft him.
He could get that number 1 role, I heard. He could.
If they don't sign back, they having a contract dispute with Jacoby, right? I mean,
he wants $35 million.
What?
No.
Yeah, he won't be playing this year. Like, they could just give that to Beck. Like, dude, what are you talking about? Like, you want first round money playing a backup role for 13 years in the NFL? Now you want to get paid? No, come on, man.
Like Dexter Lawrence.
Yeah, like these guys, they're going to get a rude awakening. Like, it ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. So, good luck with that.
All right. Predictions tonight. Game 6. Magic are up 3-2. Who do you have tonight? Pistons and Magic. Will Pistons force a game seven?
I truly believe this game is in Orlando. They will get the job done. Pablo Banchero is balling right now. You hear me? This kid is balling. And I don't want to take anything away from Cade, but that's all they got is Cade. They got nobody else. I mean, I think that
they got Duncan the firepower. Robinson.
Yeah, but, you know, if somebody starts throwing punches, he's going to start running to the locker room. So he's not going to fight nobody. I mean, it's good to have him to throw launching up threes, but I just think Orlando, I think Orlando, you're funny, can finish him up, and I think Orlando will take this game.
Take this game back to Detroit. The other one, Cavs are up 3-2 against the Raptors. The game will be in Toronto tonight. Will the Cavs close it out, Frog, or will it be a game seven this Sunday?
There will be a game seven Sunday in Cleveland. Wow. Because I truly believe that the Toronto Raptors and their fan base, it'll be the last time. If they don't win, their season's over, right? Yeah, I don't think they're going out like that. I don't. They got an injury to Ingram too. I believe he was. He got banged up.
Yeah, he got banged up. So won't be. But they got Scotty Barnes.
And they got RJ Barrett, and if quickly, I don't know what's up with him. I haven't heard his name a lot, Emmanuel Quickly, but
he hasn't been showing up.
We'll see what happens, man. I would expect the Toronto Raptors to win Game 6 and force a Game 7 in Cleveland. So I'm going to take the Raptors in this one, Santiago.
Rockets won two in a row, 3-2 Game 6. Lakers at Rockets. I don't think Kevin Durant will be playing tonight. Will the Rockets force a game seven in L.A.?
I'm going to say this. They're going to force a game seven in L.A. And I'm scared to say this to all my Laker fans. I bet your heart's going to pump when I tell you this. You might get knocked out in game seven. So you better win this game tonight. Because if you don't win it, you're losing. I truly believe that the Rockets will come all the way back, being from three games to nothing, and win four in a row. It'll be the first time in NBA history that's happened. So we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
But I guarantee Houston will force a game seven, Santiago, tonight.
That's a young team outside of Kevin Durant.
Hey, they didn't finish the end of the year that good. And you got to remember, they got one of the best coaches in basketball in Udoka. He just seemed like the team quit on him towards the end of the year. So, I mean, Kevin Durant and these guys, it seems like he's like bad luck to go to other teams. You know, it seems like Santiago, I don't want to say that, but he did win a championship with Golden State.
Just one, right?
Yeah. Because he had no other choice because the team was already made up and they were going to win a couple of championships anyway. So he just jumped on the ship. So, you know, that's what happens. You get it.
Yeah.
So now when he goes to other teams, he can barely carry a team by himself. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's banged up, has a bad knee and a bad Achilles. So we'll see what happens. Kevin Durant is breaking records though. Still, that's one thing that I like.
Oh yeah. He's one of the prolific scorers in the NBA history. So, I mean, he can shoot the basketball. That's definitely what he can do. But as far as carrying a championship team on his own, he can't do it.
He ain't LeBron. He ain't Steph Curry. He ain't Michael Jordan.
He ain't no Dwayne Wade. He ain't no Steph Curry. And he ain't no LeBron. Let's just keep it what it is.
Or Butler.
Well, Butler at least carried Miami to the finals. Like, Jimmy Butler can ball. Like, he did carry Miami when he was with Miami. But, you know, I mean, Durant had Oklahoma City. They were pretty good. I don't throw too much shade on KD. He can ball, and he tried to get OKC to get a championship, so I give him a little bit of love.
Well, there you have it. That is our recap of this past week in NBA playoffs. Continuing this weekend, there will be a game seven, at least one, so stay tuned. Froggy, you have an Instagram account.
I got two.
You got two games.
Two seven. Game sevens. Yes, that's right. We're going to have a game seven in Boston, right?
And one in
and
LA.
And then one in LA, so we'll see what happens.
Froggy, so, what's the best way for people to reach you? I heard you have an Instagram.
Yeah, man. You can reach me at Frog685 at my IG account now that I have an IG. I got rid of that MySpace.
Yeah, we helped you set up.
Yeah, that you guys helped me. So I appreciate you guys so much. And then you can find me at Uncle Funky 685 YouTube. You know, that's where I'm at.
And Myron Jones from the comments says, Knicks haven't won a thing since I was in middle school.
Well, listen, tell Myron, and I'm going to tell you too, Myron, because you can hear me. We're about to make some noise. Hey, we're about to make some noise, Byron. So you already know that last night's game was a message they sent to everybody in the league. We're coming.
This is the chance.
That's right.
The window is open for the New York Knicks. Anyway,
we're coming, Santiago.
The Sportscast One or the Sportscast.net, our website. We'll be live tweeting throughout the weekend. We got Monday back with Mr. Dan Madden. He's a Cavs fan, so he's kind of nervous with the Raptors. And we'll see what happens with the Magic. I think the Magic can do it. So I told
I hope
you
so, Santiago.
It was going to be seed number one.
Yeah.
I told you, Detroit, it's weak.
You know what? It's not over yet. I don't like to get too ahead of myself, but
it's not over until the fat lady sings.
That's right, and they got Cade Cunningham, so it ain't over yet.
All right, there you have it. Thanks, Frog, and this was your update.